Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. I love my cat, and I absolutely swear by Pretty Litter. Their ultra-absorbent crystals trap odors instantly, and the crystals last up to a month, which means less scooping and fewer trips to the garbage can. Pretty Litter helps keep my cat healthy and keeps odors down. You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do. Go to prettylitter.com/hills to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/hills to save 20%. prettylitter.com/hills.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Welcome back to Was It Real? The Hills Rewatch Podcast. I'm Brody Jenner here with my co-hosts Audrina Patridge, Heidi Montag-Pratt, and Frankie Delgado. And today we are breaking down Season 2, Episode 3, The Best Night Ever. How's everybody doing?
Good.
How you guys feeling?
Oh, we're good. Last week, Brody and Lauren finally went on a date.
Oh,
and Spencer is still trying to meddle in with Audrina and Heidi's relationship.
That definitely was not the best night ever for me this episode.
All right, well, let's get into this week's synopsis.
The best night ever.
All right. An uninvited Audrina goes to my birthday, big mistake, and learns that I'm not ready to forgive and forget. Lauren's determined to focus on work, falls from the charms of the new guy in her life, which is Brody. And the episode aired on January 29th, 2007.
My God, 16 years ago.
So long ago. Gosh. So it starts off, Heidi, you and Lauren start the episode off by shopping for outfits for your birthday outfit. And then we find out that you invited Whitney. And I remember Lauren asked if you invited me and you're like, no, but if she wants to come, I'll say hi. But no, I didn't invite her. But yeah, we weren't talking at the time, so...
Yeah.
For real, you weren't talking?
No, well, for real.
Yeah.
This was the first thing we filmed, right? For that season.
I think so.
Yeah, it was my birthday. So that's why this was before.
Yeah, this is all filmed
area.
Out of order.
This is before everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this was the first time I think we saw you.
Yeah. And then, so they film a lunch scene, Brody, with you and Lauren. Do you remember this? And you guys like talk about past relationships and like if you want to date someone and whether Lauren does and where you're at.
Yeah. Up to that point, I think in my life, I was sort of just getting in a relationship and being in a relationship, and I didn't have much time in between relationships. I don't know. I think I was kind of a relationship type of person back then. I I was single though. That's what I mean. I feel
You were always in a relationship, dude.
Was I?
But in this episode,
like you would have like your 1 month off, and then you
would
like go back would into be, like a 2-3 year thing, and then two, three months.
But I think you were freshly because, and we'll catch up to this. But at Ledoux at Heidi's birthday, you did talk about. I think you tell Spencer that you had just gotten out of a relationship like a week ago, and you weren't sure if you were ready. And
yes,
and you guys
that
were
is
never
all true.
At my birthday.
That is
that's
true.
The funniest thing.
Oh, what?
Wait. You guys were not my birthday.
See,
that was
it
a
was,
great edit, though.
Yeah.
But you did just get out of the relationship with Nicole, right?
Yes,
so you were dating Nicole Richie. You're done with that relationship. And then Spencer convinced you, and I convinced Lauren.
Yes, exactly. You guys definitely had a hand
the
in that.
Yes,
the masterminds of that, for sure.
I remember you were struggling with that, too.
Yeah.
You didn't want to just have, it look bad.
Right. Well, I mean, when you're in a relationship, you want to have a genuine relationship. Right. I don't want to just
so
but to the fans,
you've always been upfront and honest
for sure.
about where you're at in life. And,
for sure.
Yeah. And then at Epic Records,
I go talk to Kiara, who I didn't have anyone to film with at this point. Because nobody really filmed with Whitney. Nobody really filmed with Whitney. And then you and Lauren were together. So I was Kiara was like my go-to to talk about things and say the one-liners. She was really nice. But at that point, I was really mad at Spencer because I realized what he was doing, and that's why you were so mad. So I did call Spencer a couple names. Sorry.
But that was after Aria. So this is out of context. So yeah. This was not for my birthday, though, because my birthday is the first thing, and then Aria happened, and then
what was the was your party not up at the Table d'Eau?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but you guys You guys didn't come to my
So they just added in, like,
yeah,
they just put
you
us
guys
in there?
At a different night or
at a different
place.
Night of
yeah.
it? Oh, that's funny.
Tonight.
That's why you guys aren't talking to anyone. It's like if you weren't there, you wouldn't talk to us.
It's like they have no footage.
There's no footage of you interacting.
That was really good.
That's so
editing.
Funny. You're right, actually. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah, never like.
Yeah, you're right.
Until you start seeing it from those kind of angles, right?
Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Like anytime you would have talked to Lauren
for sure.
Or anyone, they would have.
They just showed Lauren talking to you about him and then you talking to Spencer about Lauren and pieced it.
Lauren is telling your style. I just got out of a relationship like a week ago.
That was genius.
That was genius.
It's probably a Friday night and a Wednesday night.
The build up.
We were there every night.
Right.
We were there a lot. Yeah. And then they show Heidi, you and Lauren getting your hair done at the salon, and you wanted an Audrey Hepburn type do, and talking about how you considered yourself to be a princess. Were those your words, or did the producers sometimes would give you ideas of what to say and you could run with it, or was that like all you?
I think we were just drinking and being funny, and I think that was it. They weren't really giving us lines at that point, you know, because that was pre-Spencer, that was right after the summer, that was fresh, you know, so I think that was just...
I mean, that was a cute thing to say because Audrey Hepburn is like an American princess and classy and, you know.
With the outfit I had, pretty funny.
It works.
Yeah.
And then Lauren lets you know that Whitney's not going
to
go.
Of course not. She never wants to come. Whitney's never hanging out.
She really didn't ever want to make effort.
That's why I was so shocked when Whitney got the spinoff. I was like, what? Whitney? She didn't even film. Like, what do you mean?
Maybe that's why, because nobody really knew her really or her life. Yeah. So
maybe
shocking.
She just wanted to have her own. Like, not association, you know?
Oh, totally. Obviously.
That makes sense.
We were pretty wild.
Still. Yeah, exactly.
I was waiting for my call, for my spin-off. They just never called.
And then you just
romance,
say that
romance.
Over here. You're right.
I'm definitely not invited.
Right.
It really, like, hypes up your birthday, like, this the last scene, you know? Like, they did a good job of that.
Yeah, and it's funny because... You know, with Lauren, I didn't want to tell her story. So I'm not saying why we're not talking to you because that was up to her and she didn't want to like do that. And we were both on that page, you know? So it really doesn't make sense
of
why we weren't talking to you. That's why I was like, I can have her come and I'll say hi because, you know, but I was like, it's not the right place to have that first one-on-one. I was like, my birthday is supposed to be fun and I want to party and I want to enjoy it. And this is not something that I want to become like about Adrena and this drama. I was like, this
is
my
night. Honestly, I didn't even want to go.
Of course
I was like, please, I don't want to go. Like, they don't like me. Why would I go somewhere? Like, actually, I was going there anyways because that's where we went. But my sister went. I had, like,
Friday.
A group of friends. I think Justin was even there. We had a table downstairs. And then I had to go, like, film my scene walking in and then go upstairs, say hi, and then I could go back down. But, and then Jen Bunny had a conversation and tried to get all up in the drama.
I just wanted to make sure that she had a good birthday. I'm really protective of my friends. You're such a random girl. Like, you don't know anything about the situation. All I'm saying...
I'm going back downstairs to my friends. I came up here to be nice and say happy birthday, and that was it. And now it's turned into this.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a full-on fight, but that's why Jen was so mad, too. Because she had Lauren's back and, you know, with the whole thing. So, like, it was a whole thing.
So
I know.
That crazy. One, that makes no sense to me.
That's when you and Lauren had your
same club, different time.
No, way different.
Yeah,
that was my
up.
Birthday.
Oh, sorry.
In the same room.
Gosh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the spot.
Right.
And then you could overlook and see who's there.
Yeah, you would overlook over the thing. Yeah,
that was
That's
so
whenever
weird.
You and Lauren are like, oh my God, Adrina's here. And right. then I just go up there. Right. Again, I did show up all the time because that's what I was told to do. But it's like I really didn't know the extent of the drama or what I was getting into because I didn't really know.
Well, if you don't show up, there's no show. Yeah. On that one.
Well, here's the difference. So with you, they wanted you on it and the producers kept having you show up and would plan for you to show up and integrate that with us. Mm-hmm. When I had the falling out with Lauren, it was the opposite. It was like, do not come here. Do not film. Right. Do not show up. And I was like, I can do whatever I want. And I am coming and I am going to do that. And I'm going on. And, you know, I had to like go against producers and cast members. And so at least you
got
the golden
carpet.
Producers
probably wanted you there. It was probably all coming from Lauren, probably.
Oh, it was pretty. Yeah. So anyways, at least you got the red carpet to roll out from the producers.
I mean, and
then
I'm always rolling up everywhere by myself.
Did you guys have the same agent too?
Yes.
Didn't you guys have like
originally?
And I had Max too. Which was terrible.
Yeah, which is the worst decision ever. They're like, here, take this agent so he'll get you nothing and make sure that it's on Lauren's terms. And that was not a good idea.
Really bad.
Yeah. So yeah.
Conflict of interest there.
Anyways, Spencer is off to the side talking to Brody about Lauren, but you guys aren't even there. So this is a whole different conversation at a different point in time.
Right. Anyways. So we weren't really there, but we looked like we were.
For the show, it was.
For the show, we were.
But you really had the conversation about Lauren and
for sure.
That whole thing.
Yeah, we talked, I'm sure, on camera, off camera, for sure.
Yeah, and then like we said, then they cut to Heidi and Lauren talking about you and then piece it together, which,
I wonder
what we weren't even talking about you. Start your year off with non-toxic kitchenware so you can ditch the chemicals. With our exclusive discount, you can now save the full suite of Caraway products, including food storage, tea kettle, and mini cookware.
Yes, I'm obsessed. Caraway Home's non-toxic kitchenwares are all designed for the modern home and feature a chemical-free ceramic coating. The ones I have are like it's an off-white and it's just so sleek and pretty.
Those are my favorite, for sure. The internet famous cookware set is a staple for any home and comes in multiple colors to fit with any design and aesthetic. My favorite is also the white, which I love. It just goes in my kitchen really well. I know that my kids are eating really healthy and clean, and I just want the best possible cookware.
Visit carawayhome.com/hills. Take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase.
This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so go visit carawayhome.com/hills or use code HILLS at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, so you can say bye-bye to your recipe rut and treat yourself and your family to exciting new flavors every single week.
No matter your lifestyle or meal preferences, HelloFresh has recipes sure to please everybody at your table. From fit and wholesome to veggie or family-friendly, you'll always find something even the pickiest eaters will enjoy. Last night, Kira and I actually had the falafel bowls from the Fast and Fresh recipes. It was ready in less than 15 minutes, delicious, and I appreciate how quickly the meal came together.
You'll only find quality ingredients in HelloFresh's recipe. In fact, ingredients travel from the farm to your home in less than 7 days, so you'll know when they're fresh.
Go to HelloFresh.com/thehill60 and use code thehill60 for 60% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/thehills and use code thehill60 for 60% off plus free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
This is where all the drama really heats up. Like Jen, she walks over to Lauren and tells her that I'm talking shit on her, which I wasn't. I was just didn't understand.
Oh, I think you were. I thought I heard.
Well, I was like, I don't know why they're not talking to me. What did I do? I just want to say hi to her.
Yeah.
And so Jen was like, I'm going to go tell her to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. right. Because yeah. I was saying, I was like, why is she at my birthday rolling up? Because I'm not doing this with her here. I was like, this is not appropriate. Like, yeah. if she wants to find out why we're not talking to her, then let's have that conversation and that scene at another time. And that's before I knew, you know, I mean, like, I just was in the moment. So I wasn't like thinking yeah. of a producer. I'm like, this is really my birthday and I'm really having fun. And yeah, who like, cares? It was like
Adrena, walk into the lion's den.
Yeah, but I thought there was going to be happens. A physical fight because who was with you? Too.
I had a group. I was there with a huge group yeah, so downstairs.
Your group was like yelling
and
over
they hated
this group.
You guys
and
too.
I really
like
thought it was
going to
be a physical fight. 100%. Like
got
it was
heated.
Close.
It got heated.
It was that was close.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways,
they should have got all that on.
Yeah.
Camera.
And then they see you exiting the parking lot, and you're crying into your cell phone. Fill us in what happened.
You know, I just grow to be honest, growing up, I never dealt with that. I never had feuds with anybody. I was friends with everyone. I never had drama. I stayed away from drama. And then when I got on the hills,
everybody's
like,
supposed to like me.
It was like, these girls are not nice. Like, I'm trying, you know, the producers are telling me one thing and to show up and do this. And
who are you talking to?
I don't, oh, on the film that night?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Maybe probably Justin.
All right. Well, after the party, Jen, Lauren, and myself eat Chinese food and we discuss how much Brody likes Lauren and Lauren isn't sure what she wants. So Lauren, she was just trying to play it cool. And this was after a different time too. So this wasn't really after my birthday.
That right. scene? That right. scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you ever date Brody? Like, do you like him?
I do not want to date anyone right now.
I like her. I like her. That used to be you. I think he definitely likes you. I think the question is, do you like him?
If I didn't like him, I wouldn't waste my time worrying about him.
So if things went well, you would date him? Like,
I don't know what I want. I don't know what I want. I don't know if I like Brody.
That was a cute little scene.
Oh, yeah.
It was very authentic.
I literally was like, stop trying to play it so cool. Like, it's fine. If you like him, it's fine. Like,
maybe just because it was so good. Soon after Waller or something, or at least it played that way.
It was a while. It had been a while since Jason, too. And I think she was just, yeah, gun shy of, like, on camera stamping you and not wanting to look like she was chasing another ex of Kristen Cavallari's publicly.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Which I get.
Smart. Yeah.
But I was like, whatever. He's Brody.
She was definitely
a lot of people.
She was definitely calculated in her decisions.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Of course.
She knew what she was doing.
I remember Lauren wanting, like, movie scene lines sometimes. I'd be like, that's a good one.
It was calculated both ways.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, she was the pro. I'd never realized because
she
came from Laguna.
Which was good, though, that you weren't. It's better that you, I feel like you came across way better that you weren't, like, too, you didn't think about it too much. You just, like, went out there and you were yourself.
Even if I tried to, I just don't think it's really in my. It's hard for me to. Yeah. Spencer's like, oh my gosh, you're going to go in there. So I'm like, I can't, whatever comes. It's just, you know.
I love
that's
it.
Good though.
That is
yeah.
Good.
He was laughing. Okay.
The next day, the next scene, it's they cut to Teen Vogue. And basically, Lauren forces Whitney to go to lunch with me. So it's Lauren, me, and Whitney. And it was a very awkward lunch. Again, this was a lunch, very produced. And I was like, I think at that point, I didn't even want to film anymore. I was like, none of this makes sense for me to be on this show.
Right.
Like, I don't know why. Like, why do you want me to be on it? Like,
they
it
said that
make
to
sense.
Us. They're
I
like,
don't
Adrena
want to do it.
Doesn't want to be on the show anymore. You guys need to figure out how to, like, bring her back in.
Yeah.
And this was Lauren's chance to, like, clear the air with you.
But
because
she
she's playing
anything.
Like she doesn't know any of it. And it's like my, and she's putting it off on me.
Gosh, I wish I would have
known
that.
What was her problem?
Because she thought that I was flirting with Jason or something.
No, like hooking up with Jason and all this. So that's why we weren't talking to Adrena.
Never.
Not at all?
Never.
See, did you hear the same rumor? No, I know you cleared it, but this is, so it's interesting that she's playing like it's on me and I have the problem with you, you know, and this was way before Spencer. Mm-hmm. So that's why
it
this had
no
nothing
sense.
To do with Spencer.
What could have it been then that she was like thinking that you and her?
I told you because we heard that she was hooking up with Jason in the summer, like right after. So we were like, forget Adrena.
I'm
we'll
saying,
just
like, well, and also, were you hanging out with him like randomly at a club? Like,
oh
what's up? And hi.
That's, I remember we would go out at night and I'd see him with like Talon and everybody and we'd be like, hey, how are you? And like we'd all talk, but that was it ever. Like nothing more than that. So yeah, I don't know. Lauren, she never said anything. So at this lunch with Whitney, it was about you. And it's like, I really didn't understand what was going on with us because it was just like so abrupt and just cut off. But Gosh,
I remember Lauren being like, I had lunch with Adrena. I was like, first of all, why wasn't I there? And then why is it coming off like I have the problem with Adrena? I was like, did you talk to her? You know, so it was like weird that I got cut out of making amends with you and looking like Lauren was the one reaching out when really it was Lauren's problem to begin with.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like,
you
okay.
took one for the team there. Yeah. So basically at that point, I was like, okay, well, I'm basically giving up then. I guess I have other friends and I'll let it go.
Later, Heidi and Lauren go to Aria and meet up with Spencer and Brody.
This is whenever you guys are all hanging out. And then Lauren and Brody leave together.
Oh, okay. Lauren and Brody, on the other hand, have snuck out of the club.
Brody, what happened?
Condo.
I know, I went back to the condo that night.
Did you come back that night after?
Well, every night you guys went back together.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
in the
I think,
other room.
Well, you know, it's, I think that that night, what happened? So, but I do remember them being
story.
Like,
That other room was everybody's room.
Oh my
God. The room was sanitized.
Well, I'm just trying to think about that when we went back and we did. I do remember because every time we film these scenes, there's like 25 people in the room with you. So it's like there's like 25 people, producers, filmers. I mean, everything. I think Heidi was there too with Spencer in the background. But
the cameras left, right? So they just filmed you guys going back that night.
Right back,
I hooked up with Spencer in real life in the other room. You guys are hanging out. And then I think that was the only night you guys kind of hung out and then you decided to be friends or.
Yeah, I think that was like, well, that night we all hung out. We all, you know, whatever happened, happened. We chatted. We did our little on-screen kiss for the producers. Uh-huh. And then we just sort
and
of. We
were off-screen, whatever.
Yeah, and we hung out one night and then we just. You know,
showmans, sort of, baby.
It was.
Oh, it was.
With Lauren, it was definitely. With Lauren, it was a little bit of showmans for sure. Yeah, I mean, I think even for the both of us, I think she would say the same thing too. I mean, I don't know if she really.
I think she'd say
me.
That now.
I think,
I think
right,
at the
right.
time it was not a showmans for.
So, yeah, because she
be
really
I think she got real feelings.
You kind of would know better than me.
Yeah,
so.
she really did like you.
And she got so mad at Jen Bunny. Like, so mad.
So I think
because,
what happened was...
For, you tell us, Heidi.
Okay, so Brody wasn't as interested in Lauren than Lauren was in Brody. And so it was the four of us hanging out all the time. And so when Brody kind of was like, well, you know, not as into it or whatever, then she said to me, like, we're not hanging out with Brody and Spencer anymore. And this is when I was getting serious with Spencer and we were like getting to be boyfriend girlfriend. That's after all this happened. I was like, no, there is no the four of us. Like, I'm really with Spencer and I really love Spencer. So I'm sorry if that's it, but like, you can still be around Brody and hang out with Brody.
Didn't she try to make you choose, right?
Like, so that's later.
Later.
Oh. But so this was the beginning of that.
Okay.
And so this was the biggest crack in our relationship where she was like, you're either choosing them or me, basically, like, we're hanging out with Brody and Spencer or we're not. And I was like, no, that's not how this works. We're not a foursome. Yeah. I tried to make it work. It's not working. Right. That's not, you guys aren't going to be together. That's totally fine. But we can still hang out with them. And that was not cool with her. And that was just starting to be like, no, which is funny because she ended up being friends with you, which was one of the reasons, like, you know, and then
which so we're going to get into all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's exactly
it. All comes
right.
up.
So, anyways, that was
but the producers
the
loved us together.
That.
We weren't into each other like that, or I wasn't
so
really. And it just sort of we morphed into just friendship. But we were able to act and do these scenes together that were very genuine, and they came across like we had a genuine crush. And I mean, we got along. We were good friends, and we both knew what it meant for the show, and we were just sort of played along with it. I think both
right,
of us.
But before that, she really liked it. That was like a real thing. So that was a turning point in your guys' relationship. Right. Of after you guys took a break, you know, she saw other people.
Wasn't the Cabo thing after this too?
Way after,
I think it was
for
way
sure.
After.
For Cabo was
I think
after
like
because you guys were off
after.
Doing your own thing,
and
so were we.
Yeah,
we were all friends.
That's
we
when I wasn't friends with Lauren anymore.
Right,
because you
for
guys
sure.
all went to Cabo.
For sure, for
there
sure.
would have been no Cabo
guys,
trip without me.
I was
going to
say,
yeah,
no, you would have been.
You and Spencer definitely would have been on that trip.
So,
yeah, it was all kind of filmed out of order and put together, like very. You know, dramatic and entertaining wise, but it's crazy to watch.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, let's get into some fan calls. But before we do, we just want to thank all of you guys out there for listening and rating the show. We love to hear what you guys think. So please go ahead and give us a rating. Let's see what you got. Five stars. Come on, let's go.
Come on. How many stars?
Five.
Let's go.
Ten. Five.
Keep going. You can keep giving stars, you know.
Give the stars.
Well, now let's get into some fan questions.
This question is for Audrina. Were you and Whitney ever friends? And if you were, are you still friends now?
Honestly, no. We were never really friends. We would hang out on the show. But like, you know, I think Whitney had such her own life going on and her own show. And yeah, she was always really kind, but we never like hung out outside of, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We never really, I would never confide in her about personal things in my like personal life with my family or like other friends outside of the show. She wasn't that type of friend.
I feel like Whitney was always, she was always just there.
Yeah.
That's
a good description.
She was just there, you know, all the time. Yeah. Like there was Whitney.
Yeah. We were friendly. Yeah.
Right. Acquaintances.
Acquaintances.
Co-workers.
Yeah. Like Heidi knows everything. Like she,
still.
Yeah, still. Like Heidi's a friend, but yeah, she's just a busy lady.
Whitney doesn't like any of us.
Yeah,
just,
let's
break it down. Come on.
Whitney
didn't want to hang out with us.
She never gave me a chance.
I mean, maybe she has her own side of the story. Why don't we invite her to come here?
I already did invite her. She wants
nothing to do with us, Frankie.
Yeah. Why?
Because, you know, she doesn't like us.
I thought everybody liked us.
I don't think she liked
us. All right, question two. Let's go.
That's sad.
Sorry to break your heart.
Whatever.
Hi, Audrina, Brody, and Frankie. I am so excited you guys are doing this podcast. My name is Amina. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I have been a fan of The Hills for a very long time. And my question for you is, if there was a particular moment on The Hills that you could go back to, maybe a positive moment, because it seems like lately a lot of these scenes we've been watching are, you know, about breakups and things like that. So is there a particular scene or moment on the show that you could go back to? Which one would that be and why? If all three of you can answer that question, great. If not, then at least one of you, because I love all of you equally. Thank you so much.
Wasn't she fair, except leaving me out?
I think that question
is an old question.
Sure. They're all leaving me out.
Yeah, no. Wow. Go ahead.
I would say all of the trips.
I was going to say that too.
Yeah, Costa Rica or Hawaii or Cabo or like the trips are always fun because everybody was like disconnected from the LA drama and like just really enjoyed themselves and had fun.
Yeah, your trips always looked really fun. Whenever I was on those trips. Whatever.
You guys should have just showed up.
You guys had such a fun show, you filmed.
You and Spencer were on your own. You guys had your own trips.
Yeah, what show? What trip did you ever go to? Any of them?
No, the only trip we went on is when we eloped and got in trouble and they had to get their cameras down there.
Palmia.
That wasn't really a planned trip. That was like, you're going to get kicked off the show and you're in a lot of trouble trip. Whatever.
That's right. You guys did do that. I forgot about that.
They should have just had you guys come along or like, I don't know. I feel like things could have been done so differently.
Hawaii was really cool.
Oh, sounds fun.
Hawaii, Cabo, Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Cabo was wild.
Miami was fun.
Cabo was wild because they started hiding mics. That was wild.
Yeah.
So we'd start to find mics hidden in like certain areas where they weren't supposed to be filming or they said they weren't filming, and you would just reach under the table and there'd just be a microphone right there. So they just, because they knew that we were onto them doing this.
You would have got me. You would have got me.
All right. Oh, yeah. Let's hear one from Catherine.
Hey, I got a question for Frankie.
Whoa.
What is your origin story? Are you from Laguna Beach? How did you meet the kids from the Laguna Beach shows? And how did you get started in working in clubs and live events? Okay, Thanks so much.
He has a wife. He's not single, okay? So,
Three kids.
Hey, Catherine. Oh my God, that's a good story. That's like its own podcast, right? Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
I met Talon at the VMAs in Miami during Hurricane Katrina, and me and Talon, he wanted to move to LA, so he asked for advice. There happened to be an extra room in our house, and he immediately moved in.
Talon was from Laguna Beach, right?
Talon was from Laguna Beach. who I just ran into him at Delilah the other day. We all went out and had a little
reunion.
And yeah, we talked about this kind of thing. Like, if it wasn't for me and Talon kind of like growing up, that's when basically Lauren and Heidi would come up and hang out with us. That's kind of
Lauren was friends with Talon.
And, yeah. And they, and Jason was dating.
Because Heidi, you didn't really know Talon, right? Only through Lauren.
Right.
Everybody. So Talon was kind of like the glue to like, right. Kristen would come up and would stay with Talon at our house. Right. And she started going out with us. Like, everybody kind of like started being that kind of like, that was the,
it was a big deal to like come see Frankie at Frankie's house.
And you always had the best clubs.
Yeah.
How did you get into the club? She was asking how you got into the club.
How did I get into clubs? Well, I've always loved that kind of like scene. And when I moved here from, I'm not from Laguna Beach, which is something she said. I'm from Tijuana. And I would go to school in San Diego. And one time I just started this little company with like Spring Breakers and stuff in Rosarito, and everybody would go out there and I would have like their packages ready, like with the hotel and, and like the all you can
drink and eat.
No, it's like all you can, like all inclusive type of feeling. And, that made me like, I was getting artists to come and perform. So I was like, I got into that really, really, like, it was like that scene of like how to throw a party in a way. So when I moved here, the first thing I did was knock on a door and say, can I get a job in a club? And he's like, well, why? So I'm like, because I'll start from the bottom.
Who first helped you out in the nightlife, like get really into the LA scene?
So what happens is I'm working at the office of this club and I'm just kind of like an assistant, I guess. Nowadays they call them executive assistants. And I was an assistant, and Greg Carney would come, and he would like, I would have their checks ready and just give them their checks, and me and him,
was Carney a promoter? He was
a promoter for one of the clubs, so he kind of was like, "Yo, man, like you, like I see you every night. Like, what are you doing here?" So, because I would go to that club because that's the only one I could get into because I would work there during the day, and then at night I started working at night as well, kind of like helping out whoever it was, the waitresses, the bartenders, the managers, the owner if he needed anything. And that was like me and Greg became boys, and he kind of like gave me kind of like, yo, you know everybody here. Why don't we start kind of working together? Like, you seem like you can like bring some other people to this other place that I have over here. And I'm like, it's called Nirvana. So we started throwing a little party on Tuesday nights at Nirvana. And that's kind of how I started in the club business.
What was that show that Greg Carney had?
So me and Greg had a show called 24/7.
Right, 24/7. That's right.
Which is the main reason that like I was like, oh, I got my own show.
Totally.
We remember that.
I remember that. That was a big, it was on MTV, wasn't it?
It was a huge deal.
It was on MTV.
Yeah, it was. No, but I remember when Frankie would always say that.
Well,
we were on
I had
the
a
hills.
Fucking billboard on the fucking, I have my own billboard, and y'all want me to go be on the background on a show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you would have done the same thing.
Well, they should have integrated you with Heidi at Bolt House. Like, there's so many.
Well, he had his own show at that exact time.
Okay.
My show was supposed to like be right at the,
Lauren was dating Greg Carney.
Yeah.
Like for a while, for a long time.
Hence what you said on the other episode. I was like, what are you talking about? I didn't want to throw him under the bus.
Right, so we were talking about Greg Carney when they said it was
when
Brody.
Me and Greg didn't have like a falling out, but we just kind of like went our separate ways.
Yeah.
That's why Lauren was over there. And I was like, kind of like more like, dude, you were like my best friend. Like what happened?
Yeah, totally. I can see that.
That makes sense.
Well, anyways, speaking of Frankie, let's get into your confession corner.
When this whole thing that we were talking about, the Jason Waller and like Heidi and everybody was mad, can you, Adrina and Heidi, can you guys specifically tell me, like, was there a point where you're like, I hate that bitch?
Oh, yeah. No. The beginning.
She said yes. She said no. Heidi's like, yes.
Hell yeah.
No.
Well, because I honestly didn't know what was going on, and I was still vibing out this new show that we were just like kind of thrown into. And it's like, what is going on? Like, who are these people? Like, she's not talking to me. But yeah, I didn't have hate for you. I was just like more hurt and like confused.
Yeah.
But I could see from your perspective why you thought I was, you know, going after Spencer and then going after Jason.
No, first
and, like,
Jason.
Girl, that's
the anger came later when you showed up with Spencer because the Jason thing had just happened. So I thought it was something you were just doing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, first it's Jason, now it's Spencer, you know, and so that was months later or whatever. And then the whole thing, but I never hated you. I don't hate anyone. That's a deep, deep, strong, dark word. But yeah, I was
You heard you heard what I said. I hate that bitch.
Yeah, all right. I did.
Well, they're when you're heated in the moment, you say things that, you know, you don't always mean. Or especially I wish that we would have had communicated because it would have been so different. But again, it made
and by the way,
show.
you were very sweet and always very like you just went with the flow and you weren't like that kind of person you've never been like that around me or anyone that I know could say that. But you could have seen that coming from a mile away. That.
Of course. And Adrena came in hot. Like, let's
That's
not
my
pretend.
Point. That's what I'm
Adrena
saying.
Adrena came in like, I'm going, fine. I'll go up there. I got my girls. I'm coming in. Let's not. Adrena didn't come up like, hi.
You don't seem like an innocent person when you're doing that. So it was kind of.
I also was never, I'm not like a person that's ever afraid. Like, you want me to do something? Yeah, I'll do it.
Totally.
What
Adrena
do you want me to
has
say?
An edge. Let's
so
not play. Yeah, come on. Adrena was ready to roll.
That's why that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I just want to make sure everybody understands, like, it wasn't just like so gullible, like, oh, yeah,
no.
I didn't know nothing. Like,
well, I knew that something was good. Well, after that, there was that scene where I caught on to the whole Spencer thing. Because after, beginning, I didn't really know. But then when you start hearing producers say little things and that, you catch on and you know what the story is.
Right.
Because I wasn't talking to anyone on the show. So I didn't know. Like, if I would have talked to you or someone.
Right.
But it was, and Whitney was out of the picture, so I don't know.
Like, Whitney was there.
Without Heidi, there's, you know, nothing.
I know, and what a switch, because before we were best friends. Anyways, I got to get going. I feel like I got a nurse in a second.
Okay, you guys, so thank you.
Heidi's got a nurse.
I got a nurse. Mm-hmm. I used to drink, and now I just nurse. Yeah. It's different chapter.
Oh, that's right, because you can't drink. Well,
I can't
You have to wait.
She can have a glass of wine.
Like I can have a glass of wine every night, or I don't, I wouldn't, but,
or just pump it out.
Yeah, pumping down.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast. If you'd like to watch us, check it out on YouTube. And as always, you guys can leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/thehills, or you can send in your questions to thehills@castmedia.com. That's cast with a K. See you guys next week.
Thank you. 5 stars.
Don't forget to rate us.
5 stars.
How many stars?
5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.